Hey there. Don't be alarmed. There isn't anything wrong. There isn't any problem. Yes, you're bound at hands and feet, tied to my bed, but it's okay. I said there isn't any problem, and that isn't much of a problem, because I'm the one who did it, and you can trust me. I'll keep you safe and secure, and I'll restrain myself too. Not with the handcuffs and rope, mind you, but I'm not going to do anything inappropriate to you. Anything more inappropriate than tying you to my bed anyway, but that's completely appropriate, because you're mine. And you should be completely comfortable. I know the restraints on the loser's side, so that they shouldn't be too much of a pain. Don't get any ideas, though. The door is locked, and I'm a lot stronger than I look. So, don't even think about running away. Not that you'd want to run away from me. After all, I love you. I do anything for you. I break any law for you. Why? I'm breaking a few right now for you. Thanks for being so cooperative, by the way. By being so silent. I'm sure it's not out of fear, but out of respect. There's no way you'd fear me. You have nothing to fear from me. I just want to love and protect and care for you. So, there's no way you'd be scared of little old me. I'd never do anything to harm you. So thank you. Thank you for respecting me. I respect you too, of course. You know, your silence means so much to me because it just makes this whole situation so much easier to handle. I know it looks like I'm completely in control and dominant and everything right now, but I'm actually a really vulnerable person. You know, if you yelled at me, I would die. If you told me you hated me, I would die. If you even looked at me with disgust, I would die. There's a million ways you could kill me. You're just being so calm and nice and respectful. That's why I love you. You're just letting me have this. You're just letting me bask in this feeling of having you all to myself. Having you all tied up in my bed, like a present for me. And a present for you too, darling. I'm all yours, even if I'm not the one tied to the bed. I really needed this. My mental health really needed this. So thank you again. You're mine. I know you're mine. Everything in the universe tells me you're mine. It's written in the stars. It's written in tea leaves. I'm sure even the birds sing exclusively about how you're mine. But I just get so anxious, you know? There's this little whisper in the back of my head, and I always try to shut it up. Again and again, I try to shut it up. With music, with hobbies, with work. I try a thousand things again and again, but that whisper is still there in the back of my head, saying things like, what if they aren't actually yours? What if they run away? What if someone takes them away from you? And I just can't handle that. I can't even begin to entertain that hypothetical thought. I can't handle that nightmare, that stress. You're mine. I know you're mine. You're mine. You're mine. You're mine. But that aside, I still need to feel like you're mine, you know? Even if I already know it, I need that satisfaction. I need that security. And that's why I had to tie you up to my bed like this. Not because you'd run away if I didn't. I'm sure you love me too. I'm sure you'd just shower me with hugs and kisses if only you knew how desperate I was for them from you. Maybe you're shy. Maybe you think it's inappropriate at this point in our relationship. Maybe you don't want to be overbearing. I'm sure there's no shortage of things going through your head, stopping you from giving me the physical affection I know you must want to give me. But I do need that security. I need those assurances. The warmth of not just knowing that you're mine, but having every last proof telling me again and again that you're mine. The warmth of having every last doubt of mine washed away. Even that perpetual whisper in the back of my head. And tying you up like this? Well, that's a start. Just look at you. You're amazing. I'm ashamed to breathe the same air as you. You're so sweet and pure, and I just feel so dirty. But I'm not going to let you go. I feel rather guilty, but I'm not going to let you go. You're worth so much more than me. I'll never let you go. That whole, oh, if you love somebody, you let them go thing? That's a complete nonsense. Whoever first said that is the biggest idiot on the planet. And they certainly didn't meet anyone as precious as you. You're so precious. I just want to take care of you. I want to be at your beck and call. If you're sick, I want to care of you. If you're hungry, I want to feed you. If you're angry, I want to calm you. If you're sad, I want to comfort you. I want to take care of all of your wants and needs. And like I said, I'm sure you must have been wanting to give me so much physical affection, right? I want to do the same to you. And you've been so good to me. You've just been laying down quietly, letting me speak and letting me have this moment. Maybe I can give you what you want. Maybe I could reward you. Well, it would be a reward for the both of us, but that's just why we're such a perfect match. For instance, maybe I could cuddle up next to you, for starters. Would you be comfortable with that? I'll take your silence as a yes then. Well then, in that case, let me just cuddle up next to you just like this. And? How's that? It must feel pretty good, right? It has to, because we're soulmates. It goes without saying that it's exhilarating for the two of us to cuddle. I'm personally having the time of my life. I'm actually the romantic type, but I'm sure you already kind of got that idea once you saw how obsessed I am with you. And being the romantic type, I wanted to wait a bit longer before doing this kind of thing. You know, I thought maybe we should have held hands a few more times or gone on a few more dates before I tied you to my bed like this and cuddled you. But I just couldn't wait for that. I'm much too desperate for you to wait for that. I hope you'll forgive my impatience. It just feels way too damn good to wait any longer to hold you like this. I'm sure you feel it too, right? Your heart racing with excitement, beating louder and louder with every passing second, overjoyed to share this moment with me. Sure, you must be pleasantly shocked at just how wide your smile can be when you're being held by me. Like this, I'm sure you never knew it could open that wide. Look at me. I'm the same way. I feel so guilty being this happy. I feel so guilty having you all to myself. in my arms, but I'm not going to let anything ruin this moment. No amount of guilt is going to stop me from having you. The one thing I truly need. Nothing is going to take you away from me. Not war, not famine, not disease. The outside world might as well not even exist. Right now, right here, it's just you and me, my love. Just you in my arms, and me cuddling you. Would you like to take this cuddling a step further? It's so glowing to be innocent, I promise. I swear on everything that is holy, which is really just you, to be honest, that I'm going to keep this innocent. I just thought maybe I could caress your hair a bit. I mean, just look at it. It's practically begging to be tenderly caressed. I think that would be measurably enjoyable for the both of us. I'll be gentle, I promise. Just nod your head for me, and... okay? Okay, just like that. Okay then, sweetheart. I will gladly caress your hair. Just like this. Your hair is so soft. It's so therapeutic for me to caress your hair like this. It's weird, isn't it? Normally, you'd think that the person getting their hair caressed would be the one who is being comforted. But I feel like I'm the one who's being comforted here. I feel like I'm being healed of all this stress and anxiety. When I get to caress your hair like this, it's just perfect. This is the sort of proof I need to feel comfortable that you're mine. Hey, thanks again for letting me have this, for being so relaxed about the whole woke up tied in bed thing. You even let me play with your hair like this. See? Your hair is mine too. But thank you so much for accepting me. That's the best medicine you can give me. And that's what I really love most of all about you, is that you accept me. I have no idea what kind of rampant state I'd be in if you didn't. I love you. Oh, but I barely told you I love you ever since you woke up, didn't I? You can't be having any of that. My precious, precious sweetheart deserves to hear that at least once for every 200 words spoken. So, I guess I'll have to make up for the last time. I love you. 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 I love you.